Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, all these 304s are all getting all this plastic surgery, man. Liposuction, BBLs, lip fillers, all this foolishness. And guys, this is the point where all of them look like... All of them look like Transformers, right? And then they spend all this money, right? Because all these simps give them money, and then they regret it, right? And then they go on the internet and cry.
No, I think I'm just emotional, fool. Why don't you understand that?
So guys, we're gonna go to dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some of these morons talking about how they regret plastic surgery. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my second channel. Join my Discord, guys. And check out my locals. And let's get into this.
My biggest plastic surgery regrets. I will be 33 in a couple months, and I have been getting work done since I was 19 years old.
Look at that.
Consistently as well. Let me save you some time, money, energy, and pain with these treatments that I have gotten that I super regret. Fillers, but in specific places. I got jawline filler years ago. Instant regret. It changed the shape of my face. It added a roundness to it and a heaviness to it. And I have patiently been waiting like probably 5 years for these fillers to wear off. And I really feel like, especially here, I feel like this isn't even fat. I feel like it's still filler that is just coagulated in my jaw.
Ugh.
Instant regret. Don't do jawline fillers. Under eye fillers, it's caused a lot of inflammation, and in certain lighting, my eyes are just like puffy underneath. You can see it in some of my videos, and I've gotten dissolved multiple times and it's still there. Breast implants,
I've
had saline and silicone, and they made me very ill with breast implant illness, and I was like nearing death. Until actually my audience told me you might have breast implant illness. Took out my implants, healed overnight.
Look at that.
I was deathly ill because of breast implants. Next up, plasma pen. I got plasma pen underneath and around my eyes, just my entire eye area, and it left permanent scars. It looks like freckles now because it's faded so much, but I'm still actively getting treatments to reduce the scarring around my eyes. Luckily, everything else has been pretty great, so check out my beauty treatments playlist for the things that I actually do like.
Look at that, guys. The tattoo on the neck, tattoo on the hands, right? All this plastic surgery.
You tell her she's a goddamn whore!
Guys, all this surgery costs money, right? Who do you think have been paying for it, right? All these simps, all these
beta
swooping in.
Here I come to save the day.
Clown world. Guys, she has 953 comments here. This first one says, this girl says, I also regret plasma pen, still have scars after almost 4 years. Look at that. This next girl says, you know what? I saw your post and you saved me money because I was going to get under eye filler, but I didn't feel good about it. Look at that. Look at that, man. All these chicks in her comments are actually saying that they're learning something and they're not going to get surgery. But if you guys believe that...
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray.
Hey guys, there's a lot of chicks who get sick from breast implants. You know, the silicone ones were actually deleting chicks for a while because the silicone would actually leak and go to your lymph nodes and all other types of stuff. But the saline ones, while they're better, they aren't safe either. And guys, her hashtags, hashtag jawline filler, hashtag breast implants, hashtag breast implant illness, hashtag plasma pen, hashtag plastic surgery clown world. Guys, look at this chick, or at least, right? I think this is a chick, right?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some f***ing ass.
I told you guys, they all look like Transformers after getting all this surgery. Look at this.
Going too far with plastic surgery feels like regret. You desperately want to go back to the before. Way
look at
like many of you, I worry about procedures too far for my own liking. Let me share with you the time that I thought I went too far. It wasn't after getting filler, it wasn't after my nose job, and it wasn't after my surgical lip lift. Jesus. This procedure in general is considered very understated, but whew, it can mess with your mind, and it is probably the procedure that I get the most messages about. Right after this surgery, the subtle, cute chin that I had seen in the simulation photos was nowhere to be found. It looked bulky, it looked heavy, it looked obvious.
Ugh.
When it was unveiled, I knew that I'd made a big mistake. Panic set in, and I felt trapped, so I did what anyone would do in that situation, and I went onto the internet to see if there was anyone on YouTube, blogs, patient testimonials that felt like I did. But of course, when you go searching on the internet like that, sometimes you don't find what you want. Because what I stumbled upon was patient review testimonial sites where these patients were talking about how much they hated their chin implants and how they had gotten them removed. I needed to remove this thing. I hated it and I had gone too far. Except this was my thought process. I had just spent almost $20,000 on my nose and chin. There was no-
$20,000! Absolute clown world. 20 grand, guys. I want you guys to stop and put in the comments what you would do with $20,000 cash right now, guys. Stop. Take a second. Go to the comments and tell me and everyone else while watching what you would do with $20,000. Come on, man. I'd invest that. What are you talking about?
No way that I was going to pay for another procedure so soon. I had to wait this one out. So I decided to track my progress in pictures. Not ever thinking that I would share it with you, but I had to make sure that I wasn't imagining things that weren't there. And sure enough, over the next year, the definition of my jawline and my neck improved. The appearance of loose skin underneath my chin was reduced. And my recessed chin, which is what I sought out to improve, was corrected. I thought that I had gone too far with this procedure, but in reality, I hadn't gone far enough.
Look at that! So she doubles down! God, didn't she just talk about all these people saying that they regretted it? Right? And instead of saying, you know what, guys? Maybe I went too far, she's gonna double down and say, guys, I haven't gone far enough.
Just like a woman.
Clown world!
To conclude, this is your body, your money, your life. Only you can decide if you've gone too far with a procedure. But give it some time to heal before you make any final decision.
I tell you guys. Guys, she looks like a transformer, doesn't she? Look at that.
Have you ever struggled with the outcome of a procedure before? Which one was it?
Guys, these chicks are cooked, man. They're cooked. She has 132 comments. Someone says, my buccal fat was removed and this was the biggest regret. So guys, that's how you see these actresses like Demi Moore and Courtney Cox and where their cheeks all of a sudden get hella pronounced. That's that mid-cheek fat. They suck that out and all of a sudden you look like Skeletor, right?
Just like a woman.
This one says, I'm having my nose done in June. I'm nervous. Look at that. Person says, I had fat transfers to my chin. I regret it. This chick says, I removed my chin implant 10 years ago. It exaggerated my facial symmetry and it bothered me. Wow. Look at that. Person says, you should have said, hey, I might have body dysmorphia. Hey guys, for hashtags, hashtag plastic surgery, hashtag chin augmentation, hashtag chin implant clown world.
So I have made an almost $8,000 mistake.
Look at that, $8,000.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I got my boobs done and I have regretted it almost ever since. I mean, almost immediately after healing and whatnot, and whenever I saw myself, I knew deep down that I was not happy with what I did.
Look at
that. I tried to love them. I really, really did because I had just spent $5,000 on them. And it was something that I had thought I wanted for so long. And I did so much research. I, you know, TikToked it, Googled it, did Facebook groups. I talked to a couple different doctors. Like, I did my research and I really, really thought that that's what I wanted. However, they are just simply not flattering for everybody, at least in my opinion, for myself at least. They're not flattering to me at all. They make me feel and look 50 pounds heavier. I feel like I'm toppling over. I feel so top heavy all the time. I don't feel comfortable in anything that I wear. I feel like nothing is flattering on me. I feel like if I wear a tight shirt, I look super busty. If I wear a loose shirt, just I look super big all up top. Like, they're just not, they're not doing it for me. Straight up not been having a good time with them. And I really, really wish that I would have listened to everybody telling me, like, you don't need them. You shouldn't do that. You already have a decent amount of breast tissue. Like, I, before I got them done, I was a full C cup. Now I am like, I don't even know. I wear sports bras. I don't even own an actual bra anymore because I need to like compress them as much as I can. I don't even know what size I wear, but I know that, I guarantee you it's at least a double D. I don't know.
You mean there was people in your life giving you good advice and you didn't listen?
Just like a woman.
But I was a full C cup prior to getting them done. And now I'm obviously much bigger. I got 450cc implants. I did low profile, so that means like less projection out from the chest. But I did that because I thought that that would help me. And I thought that it would make it not as busty. It did not do that for me. It is hard to work out. It's hard to run. It's just not having a good fucking time with them. So I cannot wait to get them removed. And I don't know why I'm even telling TikTok about this, but I'm going to start recording. Like, I'm going to record as much of the experience as I can because I feel like there's not a whole bunch out there about explant. You see a bunch of videos about implants, but not a bunch about explants. So I'm going to record as much of this as I can, and then put it on here in case anybody could find the videos useful. But anywho, yeah, that's it. That's all. So if you're interested, follow along. So
look at that, guys, here's the thing. I hope she's not married because you know that she's going to want her husband to pay for all of this, right? And guys, you know that before she got these fake boobs, people that were trying to tell her, you're okay, you don't need breast implants, she said,
how dare you?
Right? And guys, all these chicks in her comments, someone said, I just explanted in September after 28 years of having implants. Best decision ever. Pretty sure they caused me to have lupus too. But these are symptoms that disappeared overnight. Next person says, I got mine 19 years ago. I want them out so badly. And then girls say, I have naturally big boobs. I want reduction. Girl says, I'm here for your explant journey. I just got mine removed 10 days ago. Guys, she spent $8,000 on this and regrets it. Come on, man. Come on. Guys, these chicks are cooked. They're cooked, guys. And guys, don't pay for it. Don't pay their bills. Don't pay for their surgery, guys. Because you have simps saying, well, I'm going to get her fake boobs, bro. I'll pay for it because I get to look at them. Yeah, until she leaves your stupid ass.
Stupid.
Right? And she's walking around with $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a year of money in her chest. Please. Guys, her hashtags. Hashtag breast implants. Hashtag breast implant regret. Hashtag explant journey. Hashtag explant. Hashtag breast implant removal. Hashtag plastic surgery. All right, you guys, AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe. I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.